National HIV Testing Day is June 27, 2012. On June 26th, the Department of Health and Human Services hosted a webinar entitled HIV Testing for an AIDS-Free Generation.
And Dr. Parham Hobson, when you once you finish that answer, the first question, we've also gotten a second question for you about the status of their ADAP programs and ADAP waiting lists. As we encourage people to get tested, but we still have people on ADAP waiting lists, what are we doing to make sure we're taking care of everyone? Ma'am, if you could please start by addressing the health disparities question and then give folks a response to the ADAP question.
Sure. Thank you, Dr. Merman and Mr. Gomez, and thank you for the question. The Ryan White program is the largest federal program specifically dedicated to providing care and treatment for people who are living with HIV and AIDS. We provide funding to metropolitan areas, to states, to local community-based organizations to provide life-saving medical care, medications, and support services for over 500,000 people each year. A large percentage of the people that we provide care and treatment for are people who are African Americans. So there are services available for people who are living with HIV in many communities around the country. As I said, each state receives funding. Many of the heavily impacted cities also receive funding, and many community-based organizations. So it's important. You heard people talk about HIV testing, and certainly this is HIV testing day. For those who are HIV positive, it is very important that once you do receive an HIV positive test that you are linked very quickly to care, because we know that if we can provide care and treatment for people who are living with HIV, we can help people to live long, healthy lives. So it's important that people do get tested, and once you are tested, that you are linked to care. I was also asked to address the question about the AIDS Drug Assistance Program, which is one of the programs that we fund under the Ryan White HIV/AIDS Program. Yes, there are some states that do have waiting lists, but the vast majority of states do have ADAP programs that are very well funded, and they have no waiting lists. For those states, few states that do have a waiting list, it is a waiting list for the AIDS program. It is not a waiting list for medications. Everyone who is identified as living with HIV and is in care in a Ryan White program, we work very hard to make sure that people do have access to the medications that they need. So if you are tested and linked to care, we make sure that you have the treatments that you need, including the medications, so that we can keep you healthy for long periods of time. Thank you.